Yes, that's right. Sorry, sorry, I'm a little late, folks. I overslept. Of course,
I can imagine.
My alarm went off. I couldn't believe that I could oversleep for such a humongous show. Because of course, we're going to be bigger than Rogan. I mean, we're out here buying king sizes. I need a headboard. But there's so much going on this week. And I'm just being lazy. I don't know what to do. I don't even feel like listening to podcasts because they all stink. The only people that get compliments are people who super chat, and it's fucked. So, I mean, they could go enjoy their lives throwing money at these shows because their wives won't fuck them, and I'll be sitting here in my king size. People want to call me a drunk because I'm late to my own show. I don't believe that's the case, folks. I've been relaxing, and I'm a little bit behind. And of course, Stancil, you and I talked about it before the show. I'm going to get up out of bed today. And unlike the guy from Willy Wonka, I will get out of bed today and I will upload the previous audio. Before the weekend is over, all shows will be updated.
Wow. Now, you're living the king-size life. Very comfortable. I mean, you've had it for a little over a week now. How has a king-size bed changed your life?
Well, it changed my life in ways that I never thought it would. So I figured when I got the king-size, it got delivered. I was already tired.
By the way, this going forward, this podcast will be all about sizes of beds and
sizes of and cocks. Of course, the original.
Obviously, cocks. That goes without saying.
Yes, I also need to get us updated on our new T-shirts.
Let's get back to the bed.
I do want to release new T-shirts because I'm also behind on that. How big is your mattress? Because that's very important, folks. To know the size of a man's mattress.
You texted me earlier this week, and it's absolutely true. I like to know the size of everything. I want to know what everybody's. I want bed size. I want hog size. I want size of your car. I want size of your house. I want the size of your clothing sizes. Right. I just love size. We got to know the size. We got to know
100%. And I don't want people clamoring or going around saying that it's because you and I are being judgmental, because that's not the case.
No,
we just want to know the size. I'm not judging you if you're in a full size bed. A queen is perfectly acceptable too. I'm not going to judge you. But we need to know the size, folks, and showing size is literally everything. You know, shoe size even could be a possibility. I mean, size is very important, so I think you're absolutely correct. Going forward, this podcast is all about size. If and when we do have guests, because frankly, we don't need them, unlike some other big podcasters out there who can't do shows by themselves.
Most other podcasts in our world, the show is either reading super chats or having nine people on the screen or watching clips or sniping. We're the last of the Mohicans doing real shows with real jobs in real beds.
Right. And don't think for a second I couldn't take an hour off early of work to snipe the Ray and Chad roast. I just had someone else do it just to see how it would turn out, because I wouldn't dare, embarrass myself by sniping another show and making my show all about watching someone else's content. Because, I mean, we could sit here for hours and talk size. We could talk, or everything that... Ski Mask is about. This is a, over 3-year running show. It's a hit show, folks. And
it is a hit show.
Very important.
It's unbelievable.
It's very important.
We have a super chat here.
Read it for me because I'm very comfortable.
Gino Bisconti, $5. Did you call Gino a drunk already? Did you call somebody a drunk?
No, I think Mike Soki in the chat.
Oh, you called Soki a drunk. Well,
no,
don't worry.
No,
Gino,
Soki called me a drunk because we were late. We were supposed to start at 12:30.
Well,
I couldn't wake up until.
Well, let me read. I had a show at 9 a.m. 4 days a week in a studio 45 minutes away via subway, and I never missed it or was late. Just saying, who's the drunk?
Yes, Gino, I'm not calling you a drunk. I mean,
he might have been talking to Soak. I don't know what Gino's
right.
Talking.
I mean, he could have been talking to Soaky, but Gino, let's be real here. I am the one responsible for the Saturday night Gino picture. I was the culprit behind that because you, of course, had a couple of sips of my 100 proof vodka that night. And listen, Gino and I were both drunks. That's why we bicker. That's why we fight. And that's why, you know, we can get into easy arguments. I can make a fool out of myself in his studio.
No.
And look, Gino, you're more than welcome to come to my new studio. Come up here. We'll
get
go
Gino
live.
The king size.
We'll
get
go. Gino, yeah, Gino, come. You know where I live because it's right next to the club that I protested. Come up here, get in the king size, and we'll do a podcast, buddy. I mean, I want
plenty of room.
It's plenty of room here, Gino. Plenty of room. I mean, don't worry about it. You know, balls won't touch. But it's truly remarkable that we have to, you know, this is my new studio. I've been, ever since I moved to Connecticut, I've been wanting to build a studio, and I never knew that I could just order one and have it delivered by $2 big bucks. And now I'm just enjoying. But back to the original point. Thank you, Gino, for the $5. The king size changed my life in many ways. I don't have to get as much sleep anymore. It's nice and low to the ground. I feel royal, you know. I feel like a royal merchant or a king almost. Obviously I don't step foot out of these pajamas. You know, it's everything.
You seem like a different man now, much more relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not over the top.
Like you said, you don't even listen. You don't listen to podcasts anymore.
Right
now, you don't listen to MLC anymore. You don't even.
I tried it.
I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. I got a text from you that week that just said MLC sucks.
Yes, because of course, when I do get a chance to tune in,
you've been the talk of the town over at MLC. You should be listening. You're all you can talk about these days,
right? And that's why, because that's exactly what men do when they're jealous of another man's bed, is that they have to talk. They have to, you know, say that I'm a bad guest. Who's a good guest?
Oh, so you think
Kevin?
This is all
Barry
about
Ribb?
This is about your bed, really. This is not a thing to do.
This is 100% about the king size. Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. That's an interesting take. So, what do you think Kevin's sleeping in? A queen?
He's got to be sleeping in a queen. I don't know if a king could fit in his building.
God! Imagine if Kevin, our king, is in God forbid a full size bed.
I know
that could explain a lot of misery with small.
Right.
Bed. I'm in a twin size. I'm gonna unalive myself. We haven't hit 10 minutes. I can't say what I want to do, but I'm in a twin size. I'm gonna need a new bed, but that's another discussion. So yeah, maybe it's a bed size.
You'll need a bed that closes from the top here soon.
I gotta
make it nice and comfortable for you.
Right. I got a bed.
That is the deal. Kevin's jealous that I have a king. I've only been doing this 3 years.
Sure.
And through meeting a fan of my our program, we were able to win a king size. And then that's exactly what I deserve after putting in countless hours supporting MLC. I mean, myself, I was in Atlantic City. And, you know, Kevin's just a little bit unthankful for all of the tributes that you and I have given him. So I truly believe that he thinks he deserves the king, but yet I have the king. Okay. What's going on? What did Deadpool say here?
I got it. Pulling it up right now. Deadpool 9999. Supski, bed size matters.
100%.
Fuck Jim
Deadpool.
Stansel. God damn it.
Thank you, Deadpool.
Didn't need to throw the last thing in, but thank you otherwise. But thanks anyway. Thanks a lot. Hold on. Let's get one more came in here. Thank you, Deadpool. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Teamster Tim's here. He's not happy. Good point, Gino. You used to have a regular job. Davy Cakes, $1.99. Not bad.
I don't think we've ever gotten.
Oh no, now we got a problem. Gino Bisconti. And listen, this is not the show. We're just reading these and we're gonna get back to our programming, unlike other shows. Sorry, decline host said LOL. I didn't mean to touch that. Gino Bisconti, I have to get over to my podcast, but I just want to clarify I was busting his balls. We're both drunks. Game respects game.
100%. From the get-go, this show has always been about truth. I've never, ever, ever once lied about my alcoholism. I know I'm a full-blown alcoholic. I've had seizures in the hospital. And look,
You survived, though.
I did survive. I had the willpower to live because something in my mind laying in those small hospital beds told me that one day I will have a king. And
oh, that's interesting. Your motivation was not as much. Yeah, that's interesting. So it really was all about the size. Just an uncomfortable hospital bed. You thought, you know, I'm going to get out of here. I'm not going to die like other podcasters from drinking. I'm going to get out of here. And I'm going to bet with a fan, and I'm going to win myself a king size, all because you're drunk and had a seizure.
Right.
Inspiring, truly. Really.
It is. And, I mean, I guess I still drink
30
now.
For 30 about this.
I drink beer only now. No hard liquor. Trying to keep myself out of those uncomfortable hospital beds. Otherwise, I'm going to have to get a king in there somehow, or just hire some nurses to come on over here.
Ooh. ACDC 199, the ski, is that a dress you're wearing? You piazza. F. Bobby. Wow.
It is kind of shaped like a dress, folks, but it is.
No, that's a classic.
It's classic. Yes.
That's a traditional. I'm glad you're wearing underwear. That's a traditional pajama garb, of course. Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. Teamster Tim. Ooh. $9.99. If you're sleeping in a queen, you're either a fag or a female. It's right there in the name. Well, maybe
I know. I know. Teamster Tim has a king because he is a king.
Wow,
and that's what he sleeps on.
Well, I see him in his bed every now and then. He posts pictures eating food and doing drugs in bed.
He does eat a lot of food in his bed. And I eat bags of potato chips in my bed, frankly.
Well, when I had a bigger bed, I would eat in bed. Now I've been subject to such a small bed. Like I said, maybe that is I wonder if Kevin's misery comes back to bed size. We could have cracked the case after all these years.
It has to be because he, you know, every episode he has to mention me or how bad the episode I was on was. I don't know the show. I'm not a true original fan. Oh, I don't know the show, Kev? I don't know the show. I know the show now. When's the last time you badmouthed one of your super chatters, huh? That's the show.
I suppose we can get to that now because I do have much to say, quite frankly. Yes, a bit concerned. Now, I myself still listen to MLC, unlike you. Again, at the end of the day, I still enjoy MLC. Let's get that clear.
I mean, no,
to each his own.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I still watch, but I don't go out of my way to watch like I used to. I don't rush home to turn the TV on when I get off work. I listen to whatever I can on the way to work, which is only 3 blocks away from my home.
Beautiful.
So I don't roll right out of bed. I roll right out of bed in the vehicle, ready to get back home to the king size, of course.
But yes, so yeah, so like I feel if you haven't listened, you've been the talk of MLC and how you made him rethink the show and blah blah blah. But there's been more and more very apparent double standards with Mr. Brennan over the last weeks and months. I've noticed have become quite apparent. For example, as you on, you open a bottle and you give him a flack and he'll never have you on again and you ruin the show. And then he has Barry on, who's got, and I enjoyed Barry on the show the other day, but Barry's got people, he's literally out of Dunkin' Donuts, so there's just noises constantly happening, there's people bopping in, he's ordering shit while on the show.
There's news programs going on in the background.
Yeah, and he just gives Kevin shit the whole time, and then same with Chad. Chad just babbles the whole time, much worse than you did. So, just a double stick. Listen. So that's one thing. That's one thing there. And then and this is nothing new. I've discussed this, but it has gotten to, I feel like it's gotten to a bit of a ridiculous point how the show is now about catering to a handful of hacks, frankly, super chatters, quote unquote high rollers, he called them, who was maybe five, six, you know, under 10 people. Right. And now the whole show is about placating these people who are, here's the thing. It's a vacuum. It's a circle. So Kevin enjoys it because these people are paying his bills.
Yes.
These people enjoy it because they feel like they're part of the show. But those are only two sides who are enjoying it. It's not good for MLC. Is not MLC when Kevin's just reading other people's words. The whole point right. of Misery Loves Company. That's why the solo eps are the best eps, pre-Super Chat at least, because it was just Kevin speaking his mind. As we've always said, the last thing, and this is a credit to Kevin and MLC, MLC isn't a guest show. That's what, again, most of these Super Chatters are like, oh, this guest, have this guest on, get this guest off. You guys are idiots. If you care about the guests, you don't understand MLC. Sorry to the guests, and sorry to Kevin. Yes, Kevin. Kevin's like, oh, Jim Stansel saying this. He understands the show. It's my show. Well, yeah, Kevin, you're too deep into it now. Maybe you are too deep in. Maybe you don't understand your own show because the show isn't reading these unfunny hacks Super Chat and pretending they're great and pretending you're... Listen, there's your words can... And here's the thing. I know I'm cutting myself off because I have ADHD. But remember when this all started with Kevin making fun of Steel Toe for counting views and for counting Super Chats.
Right.
And for Chad doing the hype
train. Reaching the goal.
Kevin, it started as a satire. Now Kevin's whole show is doing the same thing as everybody he was making fun of a year ago. It's unbelievable. If you just put your star fucking aside and are honest, it's apparent. So, yeah, that's just fact. So my point is to say that, and you were the most entertaining because of the friction. I stand by that. And obviously you could say I'm biased. I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible. I honestly enjoyed you. And I enjoyed Barry because he was giving it. Like, shout out to Barry Ribs for telling it like it is and calling every right. Super Chatter hacks. Because it's just, they stink. They're not fun. Kevin obviously is going to do his little giggle and pretend they're good because you're paying his bills. Duh.
Yeah, and half of them aren't even that funny.
Half of them?
I mean, yes. I mean,
compared to just Kevin talking to somebody else and Kevin speaking his mind, none of them are fucking funny. No offense. Feel free to super chat here, of course. yeah, that's just what it is. That's just what it is.
Super chatters here is for support only. We, you know, we're not looking for funny super chats. We're not looking to read funny comments because we don't know it. And here's one thing that, you know, I've noticed, and I don't know if it's just because we're, of course, OGs, but I don't really see a lot of the other OGs, and there's only a handful of us, in the comments themselves.
Well, thank you. I tweeted this the other day, and there is a – thank you. You absolutely nailed it, Ski, and you – perfect segue scooter right into my asshole. I tweeted – there's a reason you don't see Eye in the Sky, Brown Snake, Matty Arp, Chuck Mangione, Hack Jokerson.
Right.
Even Gil Bravo.
OVO.
There's a reason all the people who love MLC don't like this MLC because it's hack. It's all star fucking. Kevin's star fucking the super chatters, and the super chatters are star fucking Kevin. And they don't have this guy on. Have this guy on. You don't get the show. Sorry. You don't. If you're talking about guests on MLC, you don't understand MLC. And right. And Borgo's wife cheated on him with a magician.
And Michael Jordan.
And Michael Jordan. And caring about money is gay. The most boring people in the world care about money. It's just
right.
fact.
I mean, they should be caring about size of their beds.
Yes,
size.
Size matters,
eating,
not money.
The size that's in their pants. It's all original.
It's all size.
So I'm starting to believe that, you know, we've always talked about the next era, the next era, the next era, but we've been stuck in this era of MLC for so fucking long that a lot of the OGs have left, and I'm starting to think that it might be over. It might be over for us, Stanford.
Yeah, the format as it is, I don't speak for you. I speak for I still enjoy it because I enjoy Kevin Kevin's spirit is unmatched still. Say what you want
about
it.
Right, right. But I never said I didn't enjoy it. I just don't go out of my way to listen.
Yes. And I think we both agree it's not about Kevin like sucking at all or in any way. It's
correct.
The current format is placates a very small group of people. Like the other day, like who gives a fuck what super chatters think if Barry should roast or not? You want him to roast or not? Period. Stop. You care what Dave? Oh, now David Chandler's pulling his money. Who gives a fuck? And and none of this is also a knock on super chatters. We're just stating facts here.
Right.
It's just shitty for the show. I don't give a shit what you. I don't give a shit what I have to say. That's why I don't super chat. Right. I don't give a shit what any of you have to say. I just want to hear Kevin get angry at a guest. And that's my other point. Thank you for reminding myself. That's the other point. And I said this, I believe I touched on this on Sports Mask the other day. Everybody's like, oh, you and Pat Dixon get along great. You and Pat and Stevie, you get along great. I don't want to see Kevin getting along with anybody on his show. I don't need to see fucking Kevin pal around with Pat Dixon for 3 hours. And I enjoy Pat Dixon very much. I think Pat Dixon's hilarious. But I don't, that's the point. I don't need to see. The show isn't Kevin getting along with his guests. And the show isn't the viewers enjoying the guests. Right. That's why the porn star. That's why that that dullard Kendra Sunderland for the 20 minutes she was on.
How brutal was that?
Yes, but that's hilarious because you can see how mad Kevin is. That's my point. Those are the people we want. We want Stu Kamens on his couch, slouched down, smoking a joint. We want you opening a can of Sprite. Because you just got out of work. Yes. I don't want to see Kevin palling around with Pat Dixon or Chad doing the same shit he's always done. I want to see. So Kevin wants. Here's the thing. And this is what it's come to. This comes to my conclusion. Kevin has gotten a bit sloth, as they say. One of the deadly sins. Because he's making all this money. All he has to do is turn. And as he said a while ago, which is 100% apparent. He said it himself. He is. But I mean it literally. He's literally addicted to super chats. It's like a kid with it. You could see it. It's like a kid with a toy. You know what I'm saying? They pop it's up. It, he well, gets to it, read them. It's exciting for him because he's getting money. For everybody else watching, it's not the best product. We know you can be better, right. Kevin.
Yes, we know you can be better, Kevin. And like we've said months ago at this point, the show is just going to get stale. With the super chats, it's gotten stale.
Oh, we've gotten there.
And we said this was going to happen when he started doing daily shows. Go back to the original format. We never do a show until it's time to do a show. You know, we could fire up this program any fucking time we want.
15 minutes after it's supposed to start.
What are we going to do? Sit here and just read chats?
James R. We've gotten a ton. I mean, another super chat. We've gotten a ton of chats that I could just be sitting here reading through. By the way, thank you guys for chatting. I see you guys. But James R. in the Heezy, $5. Thanks, St. Ranger. You're so great, St. Ranger. Thanks, Chandler. Chandler's a good egg. Chandler, St. Ranger, Chandler, St. Ranger, Borgeson. I get it. That's Kevin. Thanks, St. Ranger. You're great. So great, St. Ranger. Thanks, Chandler. Chandler's a good egg. Chandler, St. Ranger, Chandler, St. Ranger, Borgeson. James R., very funny.
James R., that is funny.
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Chandler's here. Deadpool's here. Borgo's here.
Wait a second. Wait a second. I know something funny is going on, but Borgo's here. Wait a second.
James R. Good job.
Yeah, I love it.
But here's what I say. And I know you're saying go back to the roof. Listen, like I said, the cat's out of the box or Pandora's against the wall. I don't know. Whatever metaphor. I don't understand anything. But you can't put the cat back in the bag, I guess, whatever the saying is. So it's never going to go back to 2 days a week, Ski Mask. I know that it's never going to go back to 2 3 days.
I don't even mean two days a week. I just mean the laziness of it.
Here's a realistic solution that I've proposed before, and it's not crazy, and it still allows Kevin to do his little super chat shows and pay his mortgage. But you could still do 5-6 days a week, but at least make two of the shows guest only, and maybe pre-record them. You know, no super chat is my point.
Right. Yeah.
You can still do them live if you want, but then I feel like he's going to be tempted to super. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So whatever
yeah.
you want to do, but do a show that's not super chat. Two shows, maybe three shows a week that are unsuper chat based. They're actual real shows like you used to do.
Right.
Like you used to do for however forever until like about a year ago until the super chat started, where you actually it's based around the people on the show, or just even better, just based around solo Kevin speaking his mind what he did that day.
Yeah.
Kevin, like in his mind, he has to do these 2.5-3 hour shows now. We'll be happy with an hour. Again, when it was 2-3 days a week with just MLC and Burning Bridges, it was an hour to an hour 15, but it was gold. It was the top tier. It's quality over quantity. So then do the one or two, maybe three, depending on the week. You can go 1 to 3 guest shows, no super chats. And the other, whatever it is, 2 to 3 days, do your little super chat show. And everybody wins. But I don't know. I think
or do a show on Rumble once a week and take callers. I know Adam has the setup to do
He did mention the other day he doesn't want to do callers
because it's YouTube, and we've all seen what happened on Burning Bridges. But there's other platforms to do that on, like Rumble. I mean, yes, you're gonna get some bad calls, but you could put it on a delay. You could put all of these videos on a delay. And hit the delay button if someone wants to drop in and, yell the N-word or something crazy like that. But, yes, I 100% agree with what you said. And, look, we could sit here and bitch about it all day.
But well, there's beds.
This bed's so comfortable.
I do have to bring up I don't know, not a great segue, but what do you think about Stevie Lou on the program? I have my feelings. I'm curious what you think. I can go first if you like.
I think I love Stevie Lou to death. He's a friend of mine, but I think that he might have too much on his plate. He seems like he's stressed out, and it's just not coming off too well on the show. And I think I know Stevie well too, good enough where I don't know. I can't really listen to him on MLC, and I'm sorry, Stevie, but it's the truth. I can't. It's not that you're not funny. It's that I think you're stressed over something. I don't know what's going on. It's none of my business. But it almost comes off as maybe trying a little bit too hard. And I hate to be
a Kevin Brennan and interrupt you, but I don't want this to fall through the cracks because I think this is important. We're going to get back to that in 1 second. Lenny's Printer, one of the O-est of G's. I don't know if you tuned in late, Lenny. So I'll read that in a second. But we were just talking earlier, Lenny, about how we're like the last of the OGs, me and Ski Mask, all the Eye in the Skies, no more Brown Snakes, no more Chuck Mangione's, if you haven't noticed, no Hack Jokersons, no Eye in the Sky. I think I already said Eye in the Sky.
Yep.
No Sokies in the chat, even Gil Bravo, you don't see it much.
Who's the plumber?
So Lenny's Matty Arp. You'll notice you don't see any of these people. It's all these hacks.
And those were the golden days. And I'm saying is this our future, Stancil, where we're gonna sit around and look at the golden years, the golden days? Because I don't think it can ever be recreated.
Well, the Halcyon days.
I remember when I was in Mexico.
Let me just read this because this is the point. I said that Lenny's Printer, the great Lenny's Printer, and tremendous. His gambler as well. Never set me the bet for Chink Basketball, by the way, Lenny. Bit upset about that. Lenny Sprinter, he is desperate for cash, hence the 6 shows a week. Terrible. And that's an OG right there.
Even a Rick Astorian.
Proving our point. We're not talking. Again, folks, we only have ever said the truth here, whether you want to hear it or not. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't want to. This isn't, like I said, I'm still one of the few OGs that still enjoy MLC and Kevin. So I'm on MLC side. I just want what's best for the program. And I seem to be the only person because it's so much incestualness going on between Super Chatters and Kevin that you can't even get to, you can't even say anything anymore. I'm one of the last people, Stancil Ceramis. I'm just out here trying to spread the word of God and the truth. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Truth matters, folks. Truth
so,
matters.
Yes. Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind Stevie on this show. And this is another reason which annoying about Kevin. Stevie does his little bits, and Kevin doesn't call him out, but then everybody else doesn't think it's a big work.
Like right, Stevie, right.
Stevie's saying not smoking. Yeah, I don't know. Every now and then, Stevie, you could tell, is fake laughing or overindulging in a story, which is annoying. But overall, I don't mind Stevie. I know Stevie understands the show, so at least I don't mind because I know we're in good hands. But yeah, he can be a little much. But overall, I got no real problem with Stevie.
I mean, I have no problem with it. But I mean, you just basically said what I was trying to say: the over laughter, the indulging in too much of a story. Or anything like that, you know, because when we podcasted in person at the beach, I mean, we all of us were very, very good at that. Matter of fact,
one of the great broadcasts of the year. Actually, I think we were invited to the Podcasting Hall of Fame Awards in January for that historical broadcast Bash at the Beach in East Haven.
I mean, it was one of the best days ever. And
according
fact,
to Stevie Lou, we all had our cocks out.
Yes. We had Speedos on. I fell. I mean, it was just so much happening.
That fall through the table is.
I know. I still had the clip.
We will get. Well, it's on YouTube for time eternum.
Of course it is. I know that Cabana King texted me and said he wanted to come on for a minute to complain about something. I know that he of course went on the BYB podcast last night and challenged someone to a fight. So
how many were there enough people on the team to show field a football team?
Well, to be honest, there's Quadfather and two other people.
All right, good for them. They're getting better. Only four people. Great.
Yep, only four, and one of them kept bouncing out. Of course. So we'll see what's going on.
Again, this is the last real show. What other show is just two guys talking now? It's super chats and sniping and nine people and watching other people. That was the other thing. He thought like watching. I don't know if you saw it. He was watching Opie's show the other day. Like, Kevin, you were literally bashing shows a year ago for stream sniping. And now he's, I love stream sniping. Just another way to do the show easier. Kevin's getting a little lazy in his old age, I think.
That's what I was saying. No. That was my whole point, is the laziness.
And again, just beyond the my thing.
I'm lazy too. I'm at a king size. I haven't uploaded audio in 3 weeks.
No, you're freaking Ebenezer Scrooge over there with that outfit.
You know, I haven't even been filling out descriptions or anything.
Hey, Ebenezer Splooge, am I right?
Hey, boys.
Hello, to quote Earl Skakel. Now, and just be honest about it. That's my whole thing. Just say, these guys all stink, thank you, but I'm glad they're giving me money. Or stream sniping is gay, but I'm lazy today.
Or don't be afraid to challenge a super chatter. You know, this guy's a great guy.
That's why Barry was great. Barry was doing what I would do. I hate to say it, and I will never be. Well, I haven't invited. Well, that's a side subject. We'll get to that. No. But that Barry was doing what I would do. Like, okay, yeah, great. Next. Yeah, I mean, that Barry was being honest, and he was getting crucified for it. Shout out,
yeah,
Barry.
He goes, I'm not going to read this one or read that. But yeah, I guess that's about a good wrap-up on MLC. Now, Cabana told me that he wants to come in and complain about something. Do you mind if I bring him in?
I don't mind. If my computer melts, I'm going to try to get a new computer Black Friday. When do we get this beautiful, beautiful Super Chat YouTube money? The 22nd?
But yes, it's supposed to be for the 21st, but it'll probably hit the 22nd.
Well, because I'm thinking, so that's Wednesday. Maybe I'll save the money. I'm going to try to get a computer that can actually podcast. Maybe I'll wait till Cyber Monday or Black Friday.
Hey, vape on here because I'm really hungry and I just love to hit my vape, so I was just making sure. But I'm in a queen size right now.
It's sad
but so, I'm in a queen size and I would really like an upgrade, you know what I mean, especially when I bring home these bigger girls, because you know I'm into bigger women.
I love big women.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm actually on a futon. Should I flatten this thing out?
Yeah, lay down, get comfortable.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead, Cabana.
So, Cabana, you texted me and said you want to come on because you've heard about the king size, obviously, and you want to complain about your queen size?
Well, I can complain about you if I wanted to. Me and you gamble a lot together, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, by the way, it's gone. And, you know, the South Park episode, and it's gone. And I'm like,
Well, you know the rules. The rules always are, if you're on the FaceTime call when gambling, you get a cut. If you're not on the call when we hit a big bonus, you get $0. That's always been the rules. Hashtag, that was a nice-looking big piece pillow. I'm going to come out with a pajama set soon just for people who have king sizes. Look at you getting all comfy over there. And look, like, you know, we said at the beginning of the show, folks, we're not complaining. We're not judging the size of what you're sleeping on. We just want to know the size.
Now we're podcasting.
This is real. I mean, this is how you podcast.
Oh, folks. Yeah. This is a nice full size. I got my Ski Mask Collective pillow here, of course.
Comfy. Nice. Oh, beautiful dicks on the back. Yes, there is a picture of Mr. Echo sleeping on one of those. Hi, Noah. How you doing? So tell us a little bit about what happened last night, Cabana. I know you went on the BYB podcast. You may or may not have shown your penis.
Yeah. No.
And challenged somebody to a fight.
Yeah. I don't even remember his name because I don't have to know his name because after I knock him out, I'm not going to have to talk to him at all.
Was it the guy Ski Mask was trying to fight the other week?
No, not that guy. This is Granny. I don't know if you've heard of a Granny, but he does a podcast. He's like
Kelly.
he's a Southern guy, and Granny's really tight with Little Lemmy. So, you know, you challenged him to a fight, and it's going to be a pretty good square off. Now he lives in Florida. You're obviously in Texas. You guys might have to meet halfway at Jake Hudson's house to get this done.
I mean, that's easy. You know, I'll go out there. I'll beat his ass. I probably do it, you know, earlier in the morning so I can get back to work.
If you do it at Jake's Hudson's, you can call it Tear at the Trailer. That'll be the name of the pay-per-view.
Beautiful. Yes, it will be pay-per-view.
Yeah, rack me. That was great. Fuck all of you.
That was great. Clip it, cut it, tweet it, folks.
He showed me the fight of him and another crackhead. And, I mean, obviously, I would sauce this guy up. But everybody was putting their money on him. So, I think, if you guys want to make some wagers and bet on me, the money line is going to be hot.
I hate to cut you off, Cabana, because I do believe it'd be a good fight. Stancil, I don't know if Kelly just wants you to get mad at her, but she just texted me and said you look like a cellmate in his bunk.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah, it's a full size. It's a full size. It's bigger than what I have inside. She's mad. This is where I have sex with the Haitian high priestess.
Ooh. You remember that? I know we're over MLC. I'm just going through a couple of my notes here. Do you remember when I got in a lot of trouble for saying that Aaron Berg bombed?
Yes, he's not though, happy right? about that.
Well, I'm recently getting word that Ray DeVito said that Aaron Berg bombed Monday night at the Stand wearing a fur vest.
Really? I'm frantic?
Teamster Tim was there, and he's not the one who told me, but I know he was there, and he could confirm that the other person who told me this said that Aaron Berg bombed, and he was wearing a fur vest.
Oof.
I know the vest.
So, well, that's just all right. Well, we're just reporting. We're just, you know,
we're just here to report.
Go ahead. I have an exclusive. I'll be seeing a one Tom Cassidy this evening at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club. Just
one of the greater
guests. Just texting me, actually. Wow.
He going to do our show?
Well, maybe I'll talk to him this evening.
He is one of the greater guests on MLC because, of course, you know why? He challenges Kevin. And,
exactly. That's why
he's always been good.
Yes, Kevin's gotten a bit sloth. That's why those are the best guests. Oh, what happened?
He probably hung up. He likes to do an Irish goodbye every now and then. I think he just wanted to come in and complain about his queen size.
Kelly, you really should super chat this. Hold on. I might have to sit back up to run this. Hold on.
Go ahead. Do your thing, because speaking of Kelly, I did receive some more disturbing voicemails from Ray DeVito that he apparently sends. Oh, Kelly says, call me old again, fucker. Nice cot, by the way. You look like a cellmate in Oz in his bunk. All right.
Fuck you.
All right, we're getting a good look at those glutes, folks, while he's rearranging his bed. Very nice. It's hard for me to
rearrange. That's quacktastic.
The king size, because it's quite heavy.
Well, it's a full.
It's a nothing cop. Wrong with it. It could fit. It could fit in a Subaru. You'll be just fine.
Well, actually, let's talk more about beds, because who cares about anything else, really?
Well, I did want to play these disturbing voicemails because I've had to go back and listen to them quite a few times this week. I was sent them earlier, like I think around Wednesday. And,
send Teamster Tim the link. Let's get a firsthand account of this. Break the news.
All right.
I don't know how to do anything.
I don't know if he wants the link. Teamster Tim, if you're watching, text me if you would like the link.
Or just call. We can do it over the phone. Anywho, let's hear these more disgusting voicemails from me. Apparently, I'm banned from Husey's show. I didn't know.
That's not true, but I don't know. We'll talk about Husey later. Right now, the subject is Ray DeVito leaving these absolutely disgusting voicemails.
Kelly, it's Ray DeVito again. I was just wondering if you could get me in contact with Ski Mask. Doing one of my big, successful Ray DeVito rock bottom tours. Was hopefully hoping to crash at his place. He has that big king-size bed, which, of course, I'd like to get you into the bed, bone you like I own you, and then kick you out once I'm done with you because you're a woman and that's the only real use that you have. It's Ray DeVito, and hurry up and bend over more in videos. It's Ray DeVito.
Wow.
Well,
disgusting.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to disagree. Some of his other voicemails are disgusting, but he kind of makes a good point there. He wants to kick her out of the king size after he bones her till he owns her because that's all women are good for. I mean, I don't know.
She should bend over more in the video.
Oh, okay.
Well, no,
now this one
said.
Is
he gets
absolutely
a weird accent when he drinks that Ray DeVito.
I know,
right?
Ray, he gets a little wild. We've seen it firsthand at the Secret shows. I mean, Ray starts talking with
driving drunk.
Kelly, it's Ray DeVito, the Blood Shark, the future guest of the It's You.
Oh, Teamster Tim is calling me now.
Oh, put him on the horn.
Hey, Teamster Tim. Of course, you're live on Ski Mask Collective. Do you want the link, or would you like to give us a firsthand on what's going on?
What is he, Barry Ribs?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up?
I'm not camera ready.
Okay, you just would you like to give us a first hand of what happened at the stand?
I'm not camera ready. Turn off the what are you retarded?
Turn off the show. You got the radio going on in the back.
This is like WFAN callers when they have the radio on. Turn the radio off.
No, you fucking faggot. Hold on.
Hey!
You can't say those words.
We'll take that out in post. It's not a dress, Johnny Chopsticks. Those are classic pajamas. It's very comfortable, truly. What is he, on a spaceship? How long does it take to turn off a radio? Am I here? Oh, did Ski Mask's Wi-Fi go out? He does have ghetto Wi-Fi. Folks, let me know if you can hear me or if I'm retarded. I don't really know how anything works. Ski Mask did mention his Wi-Fi may. Yes, there it goes. He did mention his Wi-Fi. Oh, no. I'm full screen. This is terrifying.
All right. Sorry about
that,
folks.
There we go.
All right. Deepster Tim, would you like to give us the report on what happened at the stand on Monday?
I got to meet Tracy Jane, who's there.
Okay.
Also, Tracy Carnazzo was there.
Okay.
Very sweet girl. And the show actually sucked.
Why is that?
Now, hold on. One thing. Ask him what show it was.
Fucking bombed.
Who bombed?
It was Tuesday night. Ray's, show.
So tell us who bombed.
Aaron Bird bombed, Ray bombed, and countless other names that I don't remember or do not want to remember bombed.
Wow.
So what you're saying is it was one of the worst comedy shows you've ever been to.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, well, thank you for the full report, Teacher Tim. Anything wow. else to add?
Now, was Ray, ask him if go? Ray was hosting. Was Ray was hosting?
I got a couple of things to add.
Go ahead.
Okay, please. Tell him to turn off the goddamn, to turn down the volume on the.
Yep, Ray was hosting. No. Ray Gooch was hosting.
Turn off the goddamn, turn down the volume.
Okay.
This is retarded.
This is so bad. It's like we're doing
tell
this
him
for
to turn off. Tell him to turn the volume down.
I wish he could turn his TV down. So.
I just did.
There you
okay,
go.
All right. Okay. What else would you like to report?
Okay, here's what's going on with Ray DeVito.
Okay, here's the skinny.
He came to my house a month ago, okay?
Okay.
And he said he was having a problem with his tire. I went down there, I looked at it. I diagnosed it as a bad stem.
Right.
Okay? So he had his doctor outfit on.
I told him the part itself would cost a quarter and maybe $20 for labor.
Right.
So the last time he came was last Saturday, and we went to a diner Sunday morning, and on the way to the diner, he used a GPS because he doesn't trust my directions.
Oof. You know,
what would I know? I've only been driving a truck.
Yeah, I know you get very upset when people call you out about your directions.
Okay. So he put on the GPS, and he got lost. All right?
Okay.
So then after that, on the way home, his light goes off that his tire is low. And he goes to pull into a gas station. I said to him, Ray, you fucking put air in that tire, I'm getting in the driver's seat and driving that fucking car away.
Right.
Because he's a fucking retard. I told him a month ago he needed a 25-hour fix. But
oh, he never got it done. Oh, okay, that happened.
He never got it done. And he's putting $1.50 every 3 days in air in the fucking tire.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
He could have bought a new fucking tire.
Yeah, he could have already bought a new tire or at least got it fixed with a 25-cent valve stem.
Unbelievable. All right. Go fuck yourself. I love you.
Love you too, teammate. Thank you.
Love you. Boots on the ground reporting. That's what we do here. We get the big name Teamster Tim, ladies and gentlemen. Play them off.
Sorry, I was playing this last voicemail, of course, and
yeah,
then
I think I
just received another one. But this one is, you know, I don't think the last one was that bad, and thank God we got people with boots on the ground like Teamster Tim letting us know that Ray DeVito bombed, Aaron Berg bombed, and a list of other names bombed. The whole show was a bomb. So
I find it hard to believe Aaron Berg bombed, but Teamster Tim was there.
Teacher Tim knows. I mean, he knows comedy. He's been a comedy fan for many, many a year, and he tells it like it is, too. If someone bombs, they bomb. He saw me do stand-up once, and I bombed. I ate it, and he ripped me apart for it.
Mead's Living Room?
No, I did bomb there once. It was at a place called the Pink Flamingo in Jersey. I was with Chrissy Mayer, and I ate it. You weren't there, but I totally forgot.
No, I remember the story. I remember the.
Yeah,
I
it was
remember
in the back
the
of a strip. It was in the back of a strip club. It was ridiculous.
Right.
Hey Kelly, it's Ray DeVito, the Blood Shark, the future guest of the It's Cheesy Hello podcast that you can find on all good streaming services and Cheesy Entertainment on YouTube. Just thought I would mention that before I mentioned that I seen your workout video. We were throwing the medicine ball against the wall, looking good legs, great arse. And I like the fact that you know how to handle those balls, because the way that ball was slapping against that wall is the way I want it slapping against the back of your arse and, of
Jeez.
Course, on your chin after I see you. That's workout talk, of course. I'm Ray DeVito. Speak to you soon and hopefully give you a mouthful of cum before the New Year's Eve. It's
Jesus.
Ray.
It's just so Ray's out here. He's leaving disgusting voicemails. I mean,
he's doing heroin now, too. I mean, Kratom is just synthetic heroin. So Ray's just doing. I texted him
I'll read you the text I sent Ray the other day, trying to help this.
Yes, please, please.
He's obviously lost in the world. He's using Teamster Tim as his mechanic. That really is unbelievable, but not surprising. What did I send to Ray? I said, as a former certified personal trainer and All-American athlete, and as a friend, kratom is synthetic heroin. There's other things you should take. And he just gave it a thumbs up. We're trying to help.
You're seriously doing the Lord's work. I mean, I've tried to help him in the past before, and it's the same thing. It's just a thumbs up.
It's Ray DeVito here. Armbard bombed the other night at the comedy thing wearing a fur vest.
Wow. You're... you heard it
How
here.
How did he know? I can't believe he knew we talked about him.
Well, Ray is obviously watching the show, so he wanted to send me a voicemail because I think Ray has my number blocked now for unknown reasons ever since I said he was a horrible podcaster. But that's what happens in life. If you're bad at podcasting, we're going to tell you about it. Is this show good? I don't know.
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck? I got a king size.
Yeah. Once you get a king size, I imagine everything else just kind of falls away.
It really does.
You don't have a headboard, though. You're not slamming the old headboard against the wall.
No, I do need to get a headboard. So thank you for the super chat so I can finally afford the headboard itself. Because as we all know, I blew through the $13,000 very quickly by getting the king size and some groceries and cold beer. And also whatever else I wanted to spend it on, like gambling. So
did you see that, by the way, did you see Stevie said on the show that he said you were on too much Adderall when you were on MLC last?
How would he know that?
He said you were on, I think he was trying to help you in a way, but he was saying you were just too hepped up on Adderall.
Well,
would you like to address those allegations?
Yes, I was on Adderall, but I don't know how I can be on too much as I'm prescribed, and I take exactly what I'm prescribed. So, yes, I take prescriptions because God loves pharmaceuticals, and thank Lord for the pharmaceutical companies so that I can sleep at night. Thank you, pharmaceutical companies. Keep killing us off. It's a beautiful thing, really. And it helps me.
I'm gonna get another booster. I'm gonna get a million boosters.
I'm gonna get boosters too. I haven't gotten one yet, but I'm thinking about it.
You should get a booster
it.
In the king size.
Maybe I'll hire a nurse to come over here and give me my first shot, and then I could do a couple of boosters after that.
The jab, as the kids call it. Uh-oh, now I noticed you didn't crack that can directly into the mic.
Well, that's because it was already cracked.
What is that, Budweiser?
That is a Budweiser. It is a Saturday, so I'm, of course, going to drink my beers and lay in my king size. Upload audio and really think about life hard decisions like blowing all of my money. Bite the pillow. Whoa, he wants me to bend over and bite the pillow. All right. I'm not biting the pillow for $2. $200, I'll bend over and bite the pillow so I can get a new headboard. That'd be great.
Actually, yeah, that's actually not a bad way to get a headboard.
Right.
I'm going to need a... yeah, I might be in the market for a bed soon.
Good.
I will be in the market for a bed soon. So I might have to. Now, what brand is that mattress? Since this show is about mattresses now,
I believe it's a Serta. I can't remember exactly what I ordered.
A Serta Perfect Sleeper, they call it?
I think so, yes. I got a great deal on it as I was looking at the price now. It's $1,800 for the mattress itself.
Wow.
And of course, it's a king size, but I got it for $799.
As a bed connoisseur now, how do you feel about these delivery beds, like the Purples and the Helix that come in a box to your house? It seems to be you're more of a traditional guy where you want hulking Newports hauling it into your house.
Correct.
So with your cock slapping against
it. Hogs, huge hogs.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll never know. You asked them.
Well, I mean, I did ask. I tried to get down to the nitty-gritty on the size of the packages, and the only package they alerted to was my king size that was wrapped in film. So I don't know how I feel about those. I haven't laid down on one, but I can tell you one thing. I bet they don't last a lifetime like this beautiful king size. I'm sure they, you know, start to sulk in about 2 or 3 years after you buy the product, a mattress in a box. I know I do have a buddy of mine that doesn't sleep very well, and he bought one of the mattresses in a box. So there, that's the full report.
Well, maybe I'll buy a mattress in the box and just I can live in the box. Oh, nice. Very nice.
Well, I am in the fart sack, so.
I am going to be, yeah, since I am going to be homeless in a matter of weeks, maybe I'll buy a box mattress and I could use the box as my house and
you
just
could, yes,
keep the mattress
yes.
in storage and sleep in the box. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At least and I'll own a king size. I may not be able to sleep on it because I'll be living on the streets or in
well,
my
you
car.
Could store it. You could store it over here if you'd like. I'll just throw it underneath mine, make it a little bit higher. Then when you're ready for the king size itself, it'll be right here waiting for you. Now, not only do I have a king size, but I also drink Budweiser, the king of beers, because listen, folks, if you're going to go big, you got to be the king. And sometimes that's just exactly what you have to do.
Hey, what do you think about this? I mentioned my impending homelessness on Stancil Live pregame, which of course is live every Tuesday. I'm on Compound and then goes on the Patreon behind the paywall, of course, for Time at Turnham for everyone to watch if you can't catch it live. But I mentioned my impending homelessness, and Tubby McNulty offered me a room in his house.
Well, I do
Jefferson.
Have. I
he
do
said you're
have,
not welcome, but I can go.
Well, I have some messages here from Tubby himself.
Oh, really?
Let's see. Bro, give Stancil my number. He can stay here for free. Put dogs in yard, crash in basement. I can't have anyone 7 days a week, but I'm allowed 4 days. Then he says, actually, I can probably have him here all the time. But if my counselor, who visits at 9 a.m., he'd have to stay a few days a week. He's going to turn the cable TV off and just keep the high-speed internet. But if Stancil's moving in, I'll keep the cable TV and set up a television in the basement. Just let him know I keep to myself. I'm a writer. I don't really mingle with people. He'll be totally left alone, almost ignored. I'll give him the code to the front door, and he can come and go as he pleases.
Wow, that all sounds great, living in Tubby McNulty's basement.
It's not a bad offer, really.
I like how he says he keeps to himself. He should have put an asterisk, except when assaulting people at Compound Media.
It does sound a little rapey. I can't. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, I appreciate the very nice of you, Tubby. I don't know. It sounds like I would be murdered, frankly. And I still work in Stamford here at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club, where I'll be in communique with Tom Cassidy this very evening, which I'm sure we'll get to the very nitty-gritty of MLC. I'm sure Tom will love to talk about that.
Absolutely.
So it might be tough going to Port Jeff, but I especially with dogs on a ferry, probably doesn't work.
We also got to figure out what Tom Cassidy's sleeping on, you know.
Oh, maybe I'll ask him his bed size.
You should. You should ask everybody that comes through the Soccer Ball Comedy Store, you know, what they're sleeping on.
The counselor visits Tuesdays at 9 a.m. once a week, so it's full time, but pretend to counselor it's not. Oh, what's going on? A counselor comes once a week to check on Tubby?
Yes, that's what he's basically saying, and I think he's saying that's the only time you can't be in the home. Is
what
when the
kind
counselor...
of counselor, if I may ask? Curiosity killed the...
I mean, after viewing some of the man's tweets and hearing about some of his actions, he could have multiple counselors, really.
I mean, I would love to see him live in person on that elliptical going wild. That was still one of the great videos ever put on Twitter.
I tell him that all the time. He needs to make more video footage such as that.
Yeah, forget about living longer. Just do it for the content as we do here.
Exactly. It's all about the constant content constantly being released, folks.
Oh, I had a freak out. Sorry, I have ADHD.
No, I love your freak outs. Go ahead.
Nothing to do with any. It was actually live. It started live again on the Compound pregame this week, if you go watch it.
Okay.
The obviously we all know we can all be aware, admit we're aware of the extreme rise in these e-bikes, right? that power themselves. Essentially, you could still pedal them, but they essentially power themselves. And it's gotten out of control at this point. It came to a tipping point for me this week when I was beeped at by an e-bike, traveling upwards of 20 miles an hour. Here's the thing, folks, and cut this, clip this, send this to all the Uber Eats and Grubhub drivers who use these bikes, among other people. You don't get an e-bike is gay. Let's start there.
Yes.
It's similar to jet skis. You're too poor for a car and too lazy for a bike. So if you have an e-bike, you don't get to use your horn. You don't get to use a horn. You're a bike, okay? If you wanted to use a horn, you should have bought a car or even a motorcycle. You don't get a horn on a bike. You get a bell. So just because you're too lazy to ride a regular bicycle or too stinking poor to get a car, you can't have it all. Very nice. You can't have it all, e-bike people. You got an e-bike. You're gay. And good for you. You got it, something cheaper than a car or a motorcycle. But you don't get all the bells and whistles. You're still a bike. You don't get to run through, drive all willy-nilly about town like you're a car. You're a fucking bike, a lazy bike at that. And that's really it. I just wanted to get that on record for perpetuity.
I love it. I'm looking for my bed urinal. I think I left it somewhere.
A bedpan?
Yes, I'm trying to find the bag. I really have to take a piss, so I'm looking for my bedpan.
I mean, we're at an hour, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. We have much, much, much more to talk about that we can always save for either, tomorrow or next week.
Sure.
So are we doing Tuesdays or Thursdays at Compound this week? What's going on?
Back to Tuesdays this week. Yes, back to Tuesdays. As always, as has been, we'll have the Stancil pregame on our YouTube. Last week, if you missed it, I walked over to the west side this time. I usually go to the east. Went over to the vessel that is hidden, that spaceship over there that they're trying to pretend is an art exhibit.
Right.
We went over there. We went to see some helicopters. That's when I ranted a lot of the things I said here earlier about MLC. I went into there.
Nice.
Who else did I run into? Yes, we always have it's a slice of life around New York City on Tuesdays, the Compound pregame. And Frank, and again, similar to this show, the one of the last real shows where it was just two guys talking, as with the pregames, I'm the only one doing it. I'm by myself, me and my co-host Stabby, which is my knife. But that's it. It's just me by myself in the streets of New York City, especially for people who don't live around here. Forget about what my idiot mouth is saying. Just enjoy a slice of life, afternoons in the city, and anything I say is just icing on the cake.
Beautiful.
Kelly P, just a disgusting, didn't super chat it, shouldn't even read it. I'll hide your vessel in my spaceship. Disgusting.
Wow.
Richard Kish in the chat. What's up, Kish?
Oh, Richard Kish.
He was in Sports Mask yesterday, too. Sports Mask available now on YouTube and hopefully on audio at some point.
It'll be on audio before the weekend is over.
But week 11 is up. Sports Mask is up on the YouTube. Get there. I did a lot.
Get there now, folks. I did notice you did a long show with Julio last week.
Yeah,
beautiful stuff, really. I did just so you know, I received a text from Teamster Tim. Says he works nights. You can sleep in his king size when he's, of course, working at nighttime. He is no half a fag.
Wow, I'd love to wake up to Teamster Tim bumping nuts against my ass, nuts to butts.
Well, he works nights, so basically you'll
come home
anytime.
And slide right in.
Yeah, slide right in, no half a fag, put up a little border wall between you guys.
Well, it's a king size. I mean, I guess there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room to go around. I mean, I got 9 pillows over here.
Sure.
It's truly amazing, but I'm missing my bedpan. And so I guess I should get up and do something with myself, because what am I going to do, sit here and talk into a microphone all day for super chats?
What are you going to do, a 5-hour show where all you do is read other people's words? That sucks.
One second here. We'll wrap up the show with this last thing I just received, but hopefully it's good.
Hey, it's Ray DeVito.
Christ, this guy.
Kelly's a cunt.
Oh.
Jeez.
Wow.
All
right.
Beautiful way to end it on a truthful.
Beautiful way to end it.
At least that one was truthful.
Yes. SkiMaskCollective.com, folks, for all your merch needs. We got new merch coming out soon. I got to get to work. I got to stop being lazy in this king size. And I got to get up out of here, get back to the studio, and release some new merch before the holiday season, folks.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to want to miss that. Well, sleep well. Hopefully your beds are big.
We have to would you like anything? We're gonna not podcast again probably till after Thanksgiving. Do you any holiday wishes or anything you're thankful for you'd like to share with the masses, millions? Perfect, unbelievable. Yeah, I'm not thankful for anything. I'm about to be homeless.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful to Jim Stansel for staying with me this long.
Wow, that's very nice. And likewise, you forced me into this podcasting, and I'll never forgive you for it. And I'm not thankful for anything because it's just been one catastrophe after another in my life, and I'm going to be homeless, and I'm probably going to blow off my family's Thanksgiving and spend it alone. So, beautiful time, big game. We'll probably do a sports mass. I might even do a sports mass on Thanksgiving Day to cover all the games.
Yeah, fuck it.
Since I don't have a family or friends. So, yeah, fuck holidays. Fuck me. Fuck Kelly Pizmi, literally. Shout out teams to Tim. Shout out to OGs who don't watch MLC anymore. Shout out Kevin. Thankful for Kevin. Hopefully he turns MLC around and stops serving these unfunny hack super chatters. James R. At the buzzer. Sports Mask is on Wednesday. James R. I just said it out of my mouth as you just heard mere seconds ago, but that might make the most sense because there's four games Wednesday, the Jets play Friday. So like half the games, a quarter of the games of the week are going to be played Thursday and Friday. So I may not have a choice to do it. Oh, Wednesday is the day before. So maybe I'll do it. It'll be Wednesday or Thursday, I'm thinking, James R. Thank you for asking.
Beautiful. All right, let me go see if I can get some audio uploaded for your heathens, and we'll see you as soon as we feel like podcasting again, because that's how we do it right here at Ski Mask Collective, and also SkiMaskCollective.com for all your merch needs.
Build the wall.
Build that wall, please.